Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好, 我是Echo.
And we're coming after 2 weeks off because, Brendan, you were out of the country enjoying a holiday.
Enjoying food and books and sweet, sweet democracy.
But now we're back.
Yes.
And we've got a film that we're pretty sure everyone's going to have seen.
Yeah, I actually suggested the silent version of this film.
Which is better.
Which is much better, but it didn't work in a podcast format.
Yeah. Let's take a listen. Some of you will probably know what that is, some of you may not.
Yeah, and I, to be fair, probably wouldn't have, just because I saw this movie before, but it didn't occupy that prominent a position in my mental catalog of films.
Yeah, it's a really, really good dub. The company that does these puts a lot of effort into making sure they come out well in Chinese.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we go through that? Echo, what do you think is hard about this?
其实没什么难的。你的手跟冰一样，我一定要让你出来。你的手跟冰一样，我一定要让你出来。
Yeah. So that's just the way of saying something is like something else, right?
Yeah.
跟冰一样。跟冰一样。
Right, so your hands
你的手,
are like ice.
Right? 跟冰一样。
Right, so 跟 with, and then something 一样, the same.
Next.
我要你赶快离开这里。我要你赶快离开这里。
Yeah, 赶快 is like, you know, right away. Or just super fast as possible. And a lot of the time it's used with orders or imperatives, right? So it's just, you know, I want you to get out of here now. And there are other words you can use.
There's also 尽快, third tone, fourth tone, for as fast
尽快.
As possible. Can you use 尽快 in the same context?
No. 赶快 is more spoken, I'd say, whereas 尽快 can be used either in spoken or written Chinese. The other thing is that, you know, if you say, you know, if you tell me to do something, and I'll say, okay, I'll do it as soon as I can, you'd say, 那我尽快. You can't say, 那我赶快.
赶快一般还是比如说你对别人说让他做.
Okay, so 赶快, someone else asks you to do something, but if you are saying that you're going to do your utmost.
Right, I'll do it as soon as I can.
Moving on, anything else in the clip? Struck you, Echo?
我要你赶快离开这里啊。谁把你关在这儿的?
谁把你关在这儿的?
Yeah, 把 is really useful. It's just, it's a way of moving the object in front of the verb.
Yeah.
Right? So who put you, right, 把你,
yeah,
关在这儿? Like who put you, locked you up here?
Yeah, the verb there, which is 关, first tone, is also,
yeah,
like to be holed up or to be locked
away. To be shut up.
Yeah. Finally?
我要跟你一起走。
Yeah, so this is another use of 跟. We already had the one for something, you know, thing A is like thing B, right? Thing A, 跟 thing B, 一样. This is a different one, and it's just, I'll go together with you.
我要跟你一起走。我跟你,
I with you, 一起走. So together, and then in this case, 走. This is a really, really, really common sentence pattern.
Yeah. Why don't we take another listen to the clip, and then we'll be back.
有人在吗？贝尔，爸爸。贝尔，你是怎么找到我的？你的手跟冰一样，我一定要让你出来。贝尔，我要你赶快离开这里啊！谁把你关在这儿的？没时间解释了，你快走啊！我要跟你一起走。
Saw this, I read the book, I saw the silent version of it. I probably got dragged to a play of this when I was in elementary school.
I really, really liked it. I liked it much more than the one that came out just before it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one...
That one was quite good as well. But I thought this one was... This really kind of... It marked the high point of this kind of film.
Yeah, well, it was also the first use of computer animation by this company.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, the one that came after it, I thought, had things to recommend it as well.
Mm. Okay, so that's our clip for today. We're going to play it one more time, and if you guess it, Echo, what should you do?
你们可以给我写信，写到 echo@poppopchinese.com.
好。
拜拜。
拜拜。
拜。
有人在吗？
贝尔。
爸爸。
贝尔，你是怎么找到我的？
你的手跟冰一样，我一定要让你出来。
贝尔，我要你赶快离开这里啊！
谁把你关在这儿的？
没时间解释了，你快走啊！
我要跟你一起走。